Navantia, the leading Spanish company in naval shipbuilding, present their LHD Juan Carlos I. The LHD Juan Carlos I has been designed by Navantia in close collaboration with the Spanish Navy and built at their Fenyferrol shipyard using state-of-the-art technologies and highly qualified personnel. Her innovative design has had an enormous impact on the international stage, and three units have already been ordered by the Spanish and Australian navies. The LHD Juan Carlos I, which the Spanish Navy ordered from Navantia, was laid down in May 2005. It was launched in March 2008 and commissioned in September 2010. Navantia specialise in high technology products and have brought all their experience to bear with this ship, an ambitious product that once again places Navantia at the forefront of the sector. The LHD Juan Carlos I, with an overall length of more than 230 metres and a displacement of 27,500 tons, is the biggest ship in the entire history of the Spanish Navy. The LHD Juan Carlos I is an engineering achievement that provides a large multi-purpose platform which can be configured and adapted to meet the needs of different missions. She is fitted with the most advanced command and control, combat and communication systems which guarantee interoperability with Allied forces. The ship has an advanced system of diesel-electric propulsion. Two azimuth POD thrusters, along with two transversal propellers A4, provide her with great manoeuvrability. She has 11 decks, four of them configured to adapt to each of the different missions that the ship may carry out. The LHD Juan Carlos I has a 2,600 square meter floating dock and a heavy load deck, as well as a light load upper deck and a 3,000 square meter hangar, which makes for a powerful amphibious assault vessel. The ship has a complete system of access ramps and elevators for the movement of personnel, load, and vehicles. Of special importance on the accommodation deck is a modern 500 square meter hospital equipped with the latest technologies and an elevator for transferring the injured. The LHD Juan Carlos I has comfortable quarters that can house more than 1,400 personnel, including crew and embarked forces, turning her into a complete floating city. The ship complies with all the regulations and internal protocols in relation to both military and merchant navigation, as well as all safety and environmental requirements. The LHD Juan Carlos I is a multi-purpose ship capable of being adapted to four different configurations according to the mission assigned to her. For amphibious operations, the ship has an 1,165 square meter floating dock that can house up to four LCM and four Supercat landing craft, or another configuration with an LCAC hovercraft and two LCM. Dock and landing craft operations can be carried out while the ship is sailing. The heavy and light load carriages can also be conditioned for this kind of mission. The huge capacity for transporting, handling, and deploying personnel, loads, and vehicles enables the LHD to carry out amphibious operations with a high degree of efficiency. The LHD Juan Carlos I can also be turned into a valuable aircraft carrier. As well as the hangar and light load deck, the ship also has a 200-meter flight deck with ski jump. It is suitable for short and very short takeoff aircraft, such as Harriers or Joint Strike Fighters, as well as for helicopters, being able to simultaneously operate six medium-sized NH-90 or four heavy Chinook-type helicopters in both day and night operations. Two elevators transport the aircraft to the flight deck. The LHD Juan Carlos I can transport up to 1,435 people, 890 of whom may be embarked forces, with a logistical autonomy of 50 days and a range of 9,000 miles. The embarked forces will have a large number of tanks, vehicles and aircraft at their disposal, spread amongst the two garages, the hangar and the dock. In view of her characteristics, the LHD Juan Carlos I is destined to play an important part in humanitarian relief missions. Her sheer size enables the transport of containers with provisions and materials, support vehicles and medical assistance. She is also fitted with own facilities for the supply of water, electricity and healthcare, and is able to evacuate civilian personnel using housing modules in life containers. A flexible ship that Navantia can adapt to the operational needs of different navies and with the equipment and systems that each country requires. Navantia's LHD Juan Carlos I is already a reality, and her design and capabilities make her one of the most modern ships of the 21st century and turn her into an international reference point that already enjoys the confidence of the Spanish and Australian navies.